You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We're waiting for more people to come on in. We're 4 hours in. Amina's already to ha ha ha. 239. Why is every game a blowout? Wow, from Dr. Lovingood. Shout out to Dr. Lovingood. Third eyes are open. All types of shit. You mean to tell me that the Heat? Yeah. By the way, saw Stephen A. Smith today. Wasn't too enthused to see me.
Wait, you thought you was going to, tap you up and say, hey, I appreciate you.
No, I said, hey, how's it going? How you been? Like, I saw a lot of ESPN people here. Brian Windhorst is here. Cassidy Hubbard is here.
Yeah.
Who else we got? Gary Strusky's here. Amari Stoudemire's here. Like, there's a lot of people I know.
Jalen's here.
I didn't get to say what's up to Jalen, but okay.
But you don't mock Jalen.
Adrian is here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't make eye contact, but I'm sure he would have loved to say what's up to me.
So we just got out of a press conference with Eric Spoelstra. We're here at the Miami Heat center court.
Yeah.
It was a basketball atrocity what happened today. I mean, I don't know which stat is the most appalling for Heat fans.
This might be better than me.
Are you
going
to be able to do that?
Yeah, why not?
All right, well, watch his arm start to quiver here. Watch that quad. I mean, watch that oblique.
Quad. It's tricep, man.
The trap.
My trap is up here. Okay.
So I just asked Eric Spoelstra a question about Jimmy Butler. And
he used the term charity stripe in it.
I think it's because we just watched Bob Cousy basketball out here today.
Dog, that was, I said.
Because now I'm thinking like 1950s basketball. I said the word or the phrase charity stripe. Who says that? It's 2022.
Douchebags say that. Douchebags say that, ladies and gentlemen.
So I asked him, I was like, hey, Jimmy Butler usually lives at the free throw line. He had 18 free throws in game one. And over the last three games, Jimmy Butler has 6 total free throw attempts. And I think that starts everything for them. And he said, we're not going to make any excuses.
I thought, I was a little surprised that he said their offense he thought they ran good offense. Because
he said something different.
What did he say?
He liked his looks. He liked the looks that he got. And he was very positive about the results of his offense. He liked the shots. He points to the fact that, yes, they shot 7 of 45. But those looks that he liked, he feels like he could get them in the next game, and they're going to hit those shots. I disagree. A lot of open threes, but a lot of the process that got to those open threes, disagree with that Heat offense. It was awful.
7 of 45 from three. I thought their spacing was horseshit tonight. There were so many times. You know, we've been giving Bam a hard time for being passive, being a little reticent. But I'm going to be honest with you. There were a couple of times he had single coverage, and Jimmy would run right to him with his man. Oftentimes, Jimmy's man would be Robert Williams. So you're bringing the absolute worst dude closer, making everything bad, the spacing terrible, making everything a lot more difficult on the offensive players. I thought the same thing happened with some of the perimeter action with Oladipo.
Yep.
and Kyle Lowry where guys would just, rather than space or maintain space, they would come strong side towards the ball, and that just made shit a lot more difficult. Yes, they had open looks. Yes, they missed looks at, as Spo said, all those guys needed were a couple to see him go in and get excited about. But, man, like, yeah, mate, they didn't do themselves any favors.
Yeah, I thought today, Bam, yes, he had 18 points, and he now came alive there starting, at the end of that
Now
that
my arm
game.
Is starting to hurt.
But I really felt like he was hesitant from the get-go. Like, every time he gets the ball, he should be attacking. As soon as he gets the ball, Bam should be going right at the rim. And so many times tonight, Bam Adebayo, see that rim over there? He should have been on top of that.
Should have been on top
every
of that, bitch.
Every time he got the ball.
Every motherfucker. Time.
But he hesitated. He hesitated so much, and I feel like the whole team was a little hesitant, tentative, because I think they know something. Jimmy's legs are shot, and Kyle Lowry's shot. I don't understand when you're looking at Kyle Lowry and Max Strus in 80 minutes of basketball over the last two games. I mean, they're 1-for-28.
Is that bad?
That's real bad. 1-for-28, Max Strus and Kyle Lowry over the last two games. That's their starting backcourt. It's abysmal. And now you got to ask the question, I mean, Kyle Lowry is 36 years old. They traded Precious Achiuwa and Goran Dragic for Kyle Lowry. He averaged 5 points a game this postseason. How do you feel about Oops. That contract right now?
Whoops. Sorry about that, guys.
I mean, would you prefer to have Goran Dragic right now or Kyle Lowry? Just forget about Achiuwa, who's a really nice young big. In
yeah, well, I mean,
NBA.
Achiuwa would have been nice to have for sure, especially how he's developed as a three-point shooter now. It's one of those things where it's like, look, we're at a point where the best-case scenario has been Gabe Vincent getting those minutes. The best-case scenario is Kyle not playing.
Yeah.
So if you ask me would I rather have Kyle or Goran Dragic, the worst-case scenario in that thing would be the same thing,
yeah,
that Goran wouldn't play and Gabe Vincent would beat him out for the minutes. The upside of that is, yes, Goran will be better in these moments. I just feel like he would have been better. Yeah. I don't know. But this is what I'll say. That's not the difference. Like, if we just swapped out Kyle for Goran, they're not winning this game.
I know, but they need a shot creator. Jimmy's not that
well,
guy.
Well, Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero didn't play tonight, so, I mean, that's part of it. But I don't know, man. It's like one of those things where
they needed a secondary off, someone to pick up the slack that Jimmy Butler can't do, 4-for-18 tonight, and just wasn't hitting shots. I kind of feel like Kyle Lowry, they just need to figure out a way to get those legs better because Kyle just doesn't have it.
Let me go to somebody's comments in here. D Morning, get a tripod stand next time. Oh my God, you're so f-ing smart. Wow, what a great idea. How about we just thought about this shit midway through the game? My bad, or I could just end it. And then you can just listen to tomorrow.
Sorry.
I'm going to be nice to you motherfuckers, man. And it's the thanks I get. Come on, man. What else we got? My name's Tom Havisham, and that's the big number.
That's right. Bam, I would say he was somewhere between an alpha
and
a beta tonight.
Here we go. We got a question from gunners.boss.94. Lowry was never a high-volume three-point shooter. What's with Hero and Duncan? Well, Hero didn't play tonight, so.
Yeah.
But what's with Duncan? 3 of 10.
He was fine.
I thought that was
great compared to everybody else. 3 of 10, they'll live with that.
Dude, think about it. It was 7 of 45, 3 of 10 for Duncan. So without him, they're 4 for 35, which is damn near one out of every 9 three-pointers.
7 of 45. That's one miss away from the worst shooting performance from downtown in that many attempts. It was really hard to watch. I mean, Victor Oladipo airballed 2 three-pointers on the same possession.
Let me ask you a question.
Same possession?
First of all, let all the Oladipo people This one was for this Bud's for you. This Michelob was for you. He assaulted Jerry West twice on the same possession. I mean, you miss. You can't be missing wide left and wide right, like slapping against the backboard.
What do you mean by the Jerry West? Can you point to it right
that's
there?
That's okay. So, man, hold on. Hold this.
Yep.
You narrate. Yeah. Won't be able to
so hear. Amin is now taking his phone, which is streaming the live Instagram feed. He is now showing the Jerry West logo that he's referring to that Victor Oladipo hit with 2 consecutive three-pointers on one possession. He is walking back towards me. And
you know what? And now the pro move is to switch hands right here.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
At one point, What did Dan text us? Something about like Jimmy has no legs. And I said, Oladipo has no leak pass. Because the number of times this dude would be guarding Jason Tatum, the ball would swing strong side. And he's like, you know what?
I'm going to go gamble and leave Jason Tatum.
I don't need to guard this guy. Who is he? Who is he? What has he ever done? Multiple times. Multiple times, guys. Like, it's just insane. Like, that this would be someone that people are pointing to, like, as a shining example. Oh, his defensive effort. Like, it's more to this stuff than just, like, slapping at the ball.
I mean, not to pile on him, but there was that time where Gabe Vincent dove on the floor and made that amazing pass right here floor. It was incredible. This
right
like, little
here.
Hook pass
yeah.
from the floor. And Victor Oladipo was right here and fumbled the ball and then threw it away.
Well, he tried to throw it to Caleb Martin cross court, and that didn't quite work out.
How many minutes did Caleb Martin have tonight? Because it wasn't enough.
Not enough. He played great defense on Tatum, I thought.
15 minutes, not enough.
And he hit a couple of shots. He was one of the few people to hit a three for the Heat tonight. I got a question for you, man.
Yeah.
I know we don't like to do look-ahead stuff, but, man, let's look ahead a little bit, man, because there was a tweet that went out tonight from a gentleman known as Joel, a.k.a. Troel Embiid.
Spice!
And Joel Embiid said, Miami needs another star.
Wow.
Now,
I love it. What do you think it means?
I love it. What do you think it means? I mean, glass half empty. You could say, hey, he's just a guy watching an NBA playoff game and saying they're missing another star. You know, he's just giving analysis. Tom.
But is it that weird that he is the guy who just got beat by the Miami Heat and saying they needed another star? I feel like that's a kind of passive aggressive shot at the team. Is that like we just got bounced by a team that needs another star?
Oh, that's one interpretation. Another interpretation is, y'all need another star, and I need a new zip code.
That's right. Hey, Joel Embiid, I know, loves Miami. He's got a lot of connections here.
I believe,
he spends a lot of time here.
I believe his significant other is from Miami or has Miami ties, one of the two. So,
so are you saying Bam Adebayo for Joel Embiid straight up?
I don't know.
Is that a talking point between the two teams?
That probably wouldn't work for Philly, given that they've got an MVP candidate.
Well, I know, but as a starting point.
Sure. I mean, that's the beginning of a conversation. Bam and Hero, is that a conversation?
I think that's for sure a conversation. Right? You have Jimmy Butler. Imagine if Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid were on the same team. Can you, and like in some fantasy world, can you imagine if those two players were on the same team in the Eastern Conference? Man, what would that be like?
I don't know. I think they'd probably be like one shot away from going to the conference finals.
One Kawhi Leonard
shot. Kawhi, I mean, all right.
We didn't talk anything about the Celtics tonight. Do we want to spend a couple seconds here talking about Jason Tatum did not have a good night. Jalen Brown, it felt like he had empty rubber gloves on for hands multiple times.
That's the wild part.
They had opportunities here. The Miami Heat shot 13 times more than the Boston Celtics in this game.
Well, Spo talked about, hey, if you tell me we're going to hold them to 93 points playing at home, like, we'll take it. It's just bizarre that the Heat have shot sub 40% in two consecutive games. I mean, that's unheard of in the NBA. You don't shoot in the 30s on multiple nights unless you're from 1995 or something like that.
So would you say the offense looked constipated or underwater? Dan Lebatard on Twitter, Dan was tweeting out that this game feels like I'm watching someone, this game feels constipated to me, and then said this game feels like everyone's playing underwater.
Can it be both?
I've never had this thought before. What does it feel like to be constipated underwater? Because then you could do both things. Have you ever felt constipated underwater? Is that an uncomfortable feeling?
D Morning wants me to do Doc Rivers on that Joel tweet.
Joel's going to tweet what he wants to tweet. We don't really legislate how they do social media. I tell the players all the time. I mean, there's no real advantage to it, but they seem to like it. So, I don't know. But I'm with Joel. I think Miami needs another star, perhaps another coach.
What?
I mean, they golf in Miami, don't they?
They have good golf.
Yep. Okay, well, just gonna throw that out there.
What star do you want? If Joel wanted to have a star in Miami, what star would maybe James Harden? You might want to trade James Harden to the Miami Heat.
I would say that James would be the one that I would want traded, unless I can go and coach in Miami, in which case then Joel's the one who's got to go.
Yeah, I told you guys. So
how do you do that, like, for more than 10 seconds?
What, this?
Yeah.
This is actually an easy one.
The DMX one is the one that takes a lot out of me.
Okay.
You know, like, that one. That one is very grinding on my vocal cords. Stephen A. Smith also, because it requires a lot of breath control. No, the easy ones are Doc and Obama. Those are super easy.
So Jason Tatum's up there right now. Everyone's just chilling. Yeah. We saw Al Horford out here.
Yep. Good spirits for the Celtics crew over here.
You know who had good spirits tonight?
Who's that?
Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah,
very positive.
Cracked the joke in the post game presser.
He was like, "Look, I'm not gonna lie. Dude, 7-45 is really bad."
Hold on,
we all saw it.
Ty Jordan said officiating is garbage and it's favoring the Celtics. So while we were walking out from the media seats down to the press conference, one of the guys in the crowd said, "Hey man, you got to talk about this officiating. Look, I don't know what y'all saw. I did not see the refs beat anybody's ass. I thought the Celtics beat that Heat ass tonight. Yeah. I don't think anybody would point to the officiating."
You know, I think the Heat beat that ass. Like, the Heat beat themselves. I don't think the Celtics did anything crucial to make them lose by 20 or 13 in this game. It's the offense. The offense has been the biggest concern for the Miami Heat this season has been the half-court offense. When they get those turnovers and they get in transition, they look like a really good offense. The stat that I heard earlier today was that in this series, the Miami Heat are averaging 1.3 points per possession in transition and just 0.99 in the half court. A huge gap, a huge gulf, dare I say, the size of Joel Embiid, the difference between those two.
Hold on. Well, Joel Embiid, if he is going to save the day, it ain't going to happen for this series. It would have to be next year at the earliest. But there is someone who can save the day, Tom, Tony Brothers. Hey, what are the odds we get Tony Brothers reffing a game six?
Game six.
In Boston.
Well, they don't want Miami don't want Kane Fitzgerald because right. Kane Fitzgerald this season for the home team, 80% win percentage for
Damn.
The home team. Kane Fitzgerald, one of the top referees in the NBA, 80% for the home team. So the Miami Heat do not want a Tony. Well, maybe they'll offset it. They get Tony Brothers and Kane Fitzgerald offset each other.
Binskys, I don't know. Is the series over, Tom?
I think so. I think the series is over because after what we saw, 82 points in game four, they actually did worse here in game five. I just don't see how they're going to be able to get healthier, and that's the biggest thing. You know when you know that they're hurt? Is when the coach says, we're not going to make any excuses.
Yeah.
We're not going to make any excuses.
Yeah.
That is a tell. That is coach speak for, these guys are fucking hurt.
Chandler Pastor
I'm not gonna
X.
Say it.
Chandler Pastor X, Lebatiers, Mike Cryan. Oh my God. You know what? You won me over. At first, like, that's terrible. Reed 24 Johnson, I mean, do you enjoy being in Miami or Boston more?
Wow.
I mean, like, that's not it.
He gets the show. Come on.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Let's see. What else? We got a lot of early Patino game submissions. Guys, we don't do that around here. We need to tuck that back in. Even the Mavs ain't getting a Patino game until the
Are
fat
Are we all wearing
games.
Blazers right now? Yeah.
Who? Oh. I was like, no, I'm the only one wearing a blazer. What are you talking about? We are all wearing
so,
a little footwear action.
Anybody else you saw tonight that was
look
fun?
Look at Jer-Bear.
Yeah, I went with the Lowe's. Yeah. Sorry.
This is my first pair of Blazers, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like them.
It's exciting.
Yeah, different. Yeah. Different, I would say.
Peyton Pritchard, the most impactful player in this series for hurting Jimmy.
Oh, wow.
Look at Jer-Bear just asked, is Peyton Pritchard the most impactful player in the series for hurting Jimmy? Me? He hasn't been the same.
Not since that
injury. Yeah.
Nah. I still think that was a lot of happenstance.
Oh yeah, I mean,
there's no way that's happened.
It's like the one that John Morant had, right? Like,
yeah, spoke caught himself there when he was talking about, hey, that wasn't a basketball play. And now he's hurt. I'm not saying that he got hurt on that specific play. We don't know if he got hurt there.
Oh,
but,
shout out to JD Fit 954. He said I gave you dap earlier tonight, bro. Yes, sir. Thank you. Lots of dap tonight, man. Every time I'm in this arena, it's always great, man.
Yeah.
Everyone from the security to the ushers, the fans, everybody's so kind and warm. I really like it here, man. Like, as an arena, whatever the team's doing is different, but like, as an experience from a media standpoint, this is one of the most friendly places for me, at least.
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Coaches sometimes don't want to be friendly with their players because they have to have tough conversations. If you're Eric Spoelstra in game six here, do you make any changes to your starting lineup with Max Strus and Kyle Lowry? Do you switch anybody out in that? Coach Amin, your response.
I mean, like one of the things that I think is the Kyle Lowry one is like he doesn't look.
He's not giving him anything.
Yeah, like it's not even like would I bench him, like not start him. I don't know. I might put him back on the out list, right? So Strews and
a lot of Mike Bibby vibes. Yeah, 2011. Like they're just holding on to the hope that he's gonna show up, and he never did.
And like Mario Chalmers, and that time, right? Like it's clear this team is better when this guy's out here. Right.
Who's the Mario Chalmers right
Gabe
now?
Vincent.
Yeah.
Gabe Vincent is the Mario Chalmers of the situation now. Norris Cole, by the way, was in the crowd tonight.
Hey, my guy, Noco.
Nice little
Always
ovation.
Always good to see the Cole train.
Yeah. Who else was here? Pogba. Paul Pogba was here.
Yep.
DJ Khaled was here.
Khaled was here.
Flo Rida was here. Jamal Mashburn was here again. He's here like every game. Jared, is he here all the time? Because they never mention him. And I'm like, is that just kind of like he's always here or –
Yeah, because he's got to be good with the Heat because he's here. So it's not like he's a public enemy number one.
Or do they just shout out like the guys who won championships?
Oh wow!
Like that, because that's what I noticed. Like Mike Miller was here. They shout out Mike Miller.
This guy's awesome.
Norris Cole was
awesome over here. Zaslo and Tommy Ty. Yes.
Nice.
Radio legends.
Should I
look over here?
Yeah, over there. This is
Zaz. We're coming back here. Okay.
I will spare you guys his answer.
He gave us a very ambiguous look when we asked if he was coming back here for game seven.
Let's see.
A lot of Spoisms in that press conference. Mm-hmm. We're going to just take it one game at a time. All we care about is getting everybody ready for game six and coming back here. Just a lot of, you know, not deflection, but downplaying the significance of basically forgetting how to play basketball for long stretches. They for 12 minutes at the end of the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter, they made one basket in 12 minutes.
Disney Plus, not the Disney Plus, but someone with two eyes in Disney Plus says, y'all have been on the court more tonight than the offense.
It's true. It's true.
This is from Anastasia 2697. You excited for the finals, Tom?
Boston's gonna have their hands full with the Golden State Warriors. The gentleman sweep over there in Golden State that's about to happen. They let the Mavericks. Oh, it's cute. You want one win? We'll give you one win, and we're gonna come back and get that gate revenue.
Yeah, there you go.
In Chase Center.
What was
Illuminati. Illuminati.
One noted NBA analyst in the back or NBA media member speculated that $15 million. For one home playoff game for the Warriors, that's the gate. So
it's $2 million normally in the regular season.
No, it's not. It's more
for
than that.
Average.
Oh,
the
I'm about to say. I know for a fact it's like more than double that.
I heard it from a top business executive that it's usually $2 million or on average in the regular season. And so that's why they're always reticent to like clip games from the regular season, go from 82 to 72, because that's what?
That's money.
That's five home games for each team. That's $10 million
on average. And if you're Golden State playing in the Chase Center, that's a lot more than.
The first time they've ever had a conference finals in the Chase Center.
First time they've had playoffs in the Chase Center.
Yeah.
They had a play-in. No, we didn't even have the play-in. The play-in was
on the road, I think.
Well, the first one was on the road, but then the second one was at home. So they had one play-in game last year against Memphis, which they lost. So, they're making up for lost time. Remember, the first year it opened, the team was all hurt and bad from 2019. And then COVID killed half that season. Mm-hmm. And then last season, like, the team was okay, but not great. So, like, they're making up for lost time right now in terms of, like, man, like,
checks due. They gotta
pay for this shit, man, because they built the arena out of pocket. So,
any other questions we want?
I'm going to just look through some questions.
Anything funny from tonight's game?
Funny?
Yeah. Jerbear, why don't you explain what happened there?
Every moment that Duncan Robinson stepped on the floor, the crowd in the Heat's arena was going absolutely bonkers. And when he hit his first three, the mutual applause and also sigh of relief from the crowd was legitimately hilarious, considering this is a playoff game. Like, well, a guy who's getting paid that much money, and it was just this giant applause for him.
Well, I mean, it's funny because the other time you could hear the crowd react like that was any time Bam got the ball. He get the ball, he's outside on the wing against, like, Grant Williams, and you could hear the whole crowd, like, come take his ass, please. There was one time it's he really got switched on to, it was a Derek White or someone, like, and everyone like, come on, dude. Like, it's weird, man. Like, I said Bam needs to be more aggressive, and because the show is the show, it turned into Beta Bam. But, like, so many people tweeted me that tonight, and I was like, fuck.
He's got to attack as soon as he gets the ball. Like, they just need to get him to think, I'm a scorer on these possessions. And I just want to give a shout-out to Jeremy, our correspondent here, live at the Miami Heat or FTX Arena. He's doing just multiple – he's wearing multiple hats tonight. That was a fantastic report. So thank you for that. You got it.
Yeah, should we call him – like, I don't like calling him Beta because that, like – can we call him Idris until he gets
a good compromise?
Yeah,
I would
say. So we'll call him Idris until Bam comes back. Amin, are you grabbing flan after this? I already ate flan 3 days in a row, so I think I'm good on flan. The flan I had this morning was spectacular. Let's see what else you got. Make your picks, Tom. Amin, Warriors or Celtics? Who wins the chip?
I got Warriors.
Me too.
I got Warriors.
But I've had Warriors all the time. I mean,
nothing new from us. Yeah. Me and I are as big a Warriors stands as you'll find.
The real Brandon Costello. Jeremy, how many hats?
How many hats?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Three
hats for Jeremy.
Wow.
Waiters Island would have saved the Heat. No, it would have just thrown them into a different kind of hell. And speaking of hell, say hello to Art Briles for me.